Safely Exposed is an experience intended to
educate without overwhelming,
empower without enforcing,
and elevate without leaving anyone behind.
Let's talk about it. All right. Hey, guys. It's Christine.
And B.
And today we have a special guest joining us, joining the conversation. So you want to tell folks who you are and what you do?
Hi, my name is Jason, and I am a new school bus driver.
Hello.
I've been doing it for a little over a month now.
Cool. You know, I always loved my school bus driver when I was younger. Like, I think her name was Miss Mary.
I did not have a good experience with mine.
Oh. Hopefully you're one of the cool school bus drivers.
Yeah, I think I'm doing all right.
Okay.
I think they like my music choice. I ended up getting a Bluetooth, and I know how music is important for the kids and our, even us as grown adults.
Yep.
Especially when we're driving in the car.
Yep. Most definitely. The music sets the whole vibe, gets you prepared for wherever your destination is.
Right.
And I don't really communicate with the kids as much because I got to stay focused. So I try to play certain music so they could get a feel of me.
Ah, okay, okay. That's cool. Love that. All right. So first question is, how did you get into this work?
I was already driving trucks before being a school bus driver. Mm-hmm. But being a school bus driver is different from my last job, which was working like warehouses and construction sites.
Oh.
But the school bus actually gave me a bigger opportunity for a career change, even though in the same field, just because you need a CDL. And the CDL pays way more than having just a regular license.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Even though maybe being an opportunist also at the time. And yeah, that's what it really is, a good opportunity.
Okay. So like, what motivates you to stay as a bus driver or stay within working and driving, I guess, with a CDL?
Yeah, what are the pros?
Pros of just being a driver by yourself is you don't really have like a boss over your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You just have a task and get the job done. I feel like I'm one of those people. You give me a task and I just want to get the job done. Not that I'm not a team player, but nowadays I'd rather be alone.
Got it.
Get that.
No, a lot of people, definitely how I am a lot of times, like to get some work done. Sometimes you got to block out everybody else's noise and you just need to be able to do it alone. So yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and you know, you always on the same page with yourself.
Yes.
for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part, you're on the same page by yourself. I think that's definitely a pro, just being by yourself and being able to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. So how, what would you say some of the barriers and stressors are in your work or have been? I know this is a new job, so you can even talk about the job you had before, too.
Yeah, even just the last job and this job, most difficult part really is just waking up. Truck drivers are some people that wake up real early. You have to be punctual.
Mm.
So if you're a person that likes to be late, you cannot be late at this job.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, yeah, because time is very important in the truck industry. People want, you know, whatever they want. It could be products or just themselves on time. Just like when people wait for the bus at the bus stop.
Yep.
They want the bus to be there on time. When it's 5 minutes late, it's a problem.
Right.
So those are definitely the stresses. Waking up and trying not to be late.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I like the gift of time. So running late, and I need that flexibility, a couple, like 5 minutes. But I do appreciate when my packages or something that's getting delivered to me is on time.
Yeah, timeliness, I'm working on getting better at that. but it's a stressor for me because I have time blindness. So like I lose focus of like what time it is.
Mm.
Very often, yeah. I have alarms.
So truck driving probably wouldn't be for you?
I wanted to be a truck driver. Sadly, I wanted to be a truck driver. I used to do Amazon deliveries, and that was very stressful because you had a
yeah. That's tough too, especially if it's fast paced. You guys deal with a lot more than people think, really.
Yes, so it was a fun job because I got to be by myself, but the stress of you have to have this done by this time, mm-hmm. And being there at 6 or 5:45 in the morning with people I just didn't care for, to set up?
Posture, your lower back, your knees, especially as we're getting older. I'm in my early 30s, but these knees got some miles on them. Yes. Right?
I hear that. Like just sitting there constantly bending the knee in the ways that you have to.
Sitting there. I do three schools, middle school, high school, elementary school. And those elementary school kids have a lot of energy.
I can imagine. So, go ahead. What were you about to say?
No, I was just saying they have a lot of energy. That's a lot.
How does your mental health impact the way you show up at work? Like, what is that like with however you're feeling that day? How does that show up in your work?
Oh, yeah. With this job right now, mental health has to be very strong, just the stamina of driving, but also dealing with the noise of the kids and, the trust of parents.
Yeah.
You can't don't bring your house problems into your job, especially this, because people could just see it in your face. You don't want to give off the wrong vibes.
Yep.
And, driving and let's say if you're angry, you know how that goes. It's not the best. So you got to stay focused. Mm-hmm. Keep a level head because, like I said, driving with the kids is a lot of noise. You could lose focus real fast.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. You hear about, I've heard about some interesting predicaments that bus drivers have gotten themselves into and accidents. And, you think like, oh, it's the bus driver just being careless. But like, no, it's like, you got little kids doing whatever. And, maybe you also have something on your mind or you got stress going on. So,
yeah.
Because stress can definitely take over the body.
Mm.
Yeah. It can cause, being exhausted and driving, being exhausted is super unsafe, especially these big buses with 70 kids that are not yours. It's a big responsibility. So that even that just being responsible for other kids is already a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That part.
Yeah. Being responsible for other people's kids. Woo.
Yeah. And then you got to make home to your kids also, mm-hmm. if you haven't.
Yep.
So, yeah. And so with your job, like, because you're so removed, like it's kind of more of like an independent type of situation. When it comes to your mental health, like, is there any type of disclosure? Like, do you feel like you have to disclose anything, or is that pretty like a pretty firm boundary? Like, people don't know really what's going on with you; they won't know.
So I don't interact with too many bus drivers because, like you said, very independent. But when I do interact with certain drivers, depending how our conversation or vibe goes, mm-hmm. I may or may open up a little bit to them to let them know who I am, but. As I got older, I feel like it's more important to be a little bit more private, especially with new people, because you just don't know their intentions. And especially in the workplace, because some coworkers feel entitled to a bigger position that they are. Sometimes you don't want to put yourself in a hole that wasn't even there.
Hmm. Oh, I never really considered that.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like having trust issues.
Yeah, like I would understand that in the office, but I never actually ever considered that when we talk about bus drivers or drivers, truck drivers, any of that.
Mm-hmm. So where do you draw the line when it comes to the cost of your mental health with your work?
With the work is I feel like once if you love your job, once it turns into hate, I think that's mental health plays a big part, but then depending on what the person's going through, it could be bills. Sometimes you're going to work, you're going to a job that you hate by force because of the responsibilities back at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can relate. I think a lot of our listeners could relate, like just needing to be there to pay them bills, feed the people.
So you can't really love or be comfortable right now. You just have to think about your physical comfort, like having a roof, having
that food. Survival.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause, that's how I was feeling at my last job. It went from, oh, this is the easiest job. I love it. They're so relaxing. And then you get taken advantage of now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're feeling forced that you're going over there, and that creates the stress other than also waking up, taking a long drive, and then you're going to a place that you don't even want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this new job was like the new door to a stress-free environment.
Right. Okay.
And the last job.
Got you. So like, what do you want to share with folks in your field, or just want people to know in general, right, about being a bus driver, being a, in the past, a truck driver, like tips or tricks you have for folks? What do you want to share with people? What do you want them to know in terms of like mental health and doing this work, and or just in general?
I feel like for people who don't have any other, like say, don't have a way to find in a career, but let's say if you're doing Uber Eats or just Ubering, getting your CDL is basically the bachelor's and master's of driving. So driving is still a skill.
I like the way you put that. Okay. Very much love that. Yeah. I've done that. I've never thought about, well, I've thought of trucking, but I never thought about a CDL being, yeah, the master's.
Mm-hmm. That's, if you get, like, I look at it, CDL A, that's your master's. Then you get your B, that's your bachelor's. So right now I got my bachelor's. Okay. But I can get my master's. So like I said, driving is still a skill. Some people may look down on it, but driving is still a skill.
Absolutely. The way people need the want the stuff that they think they need right away, and it's like, how you think you get here?
She worked at Amazon. That is still a skill, and it's much needed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We Uber Eats, people don't want to go out the house, so somebody else is going to drive to you, and that's still a skill because you're driving in traffic, bad condition weathers. Mm-hmm.
You got to get there safely. Got to bring their
time
food.
Management.
Yo. So.
Yeah, time management, stamina.
Yeah.
It plays a big part. Yeah, I know you're not depending if you're lifting stuff, but it's still a skill. And I feel like it's a field for even people with a criminal background. This is a good field to get a career, especially if you have a background.
Nice. Right. I never thought about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And I had one last question actually. So in terms of your work, like how do your friends or like family relate to your job? Like have people ever taken advantage of your work or your work schedule? Or do people like utilize your skill in any ways? Like
right now I feel like I'm a little inspiration to my ex-employees at my last job.
Mm.
Because I got fired from my last job, and a month later, actually like 2 months later, I ended up getting my CDL. Usually it could be 6 months, 3 months. But now I know two former ex-employees just got their CDL permit because they seen me get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, you know, they were surprised I got it because I can be lazy, laid back, or I just don't want to try something new.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's an inspiration for my family and friends because my older brother has a CDL and he inspired a group of his friends to go get their license. So like people of our race, Spanish, Black, you know, anybody that's not considered white feel like they can't find a career because of our race or where we come from. But once you see somebody else in a certain field that you're not used to and they're say buying things that you want, that'll make you follow in line.
Right. That's what's up. You definitely inspired me, actually.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe I should switch my career.
I'm like, because you don't have to work full time, right? You can do contract work. You can do all types.
You can do contract work. You can work for yourself. I think this is probably like a fast industry of like independent workers.
Yeah. And
more people of our background, Spanish and Blacks, are joining in and seeing that there is a way.
Okay. I know a couple of people actually who are, you know, they're about that life because they're like, yeah, they like the flexibility, but right, you also have to have that discipline and like being able to do flex those skills of time management, right?
And know what works.
No, you definitely, it's definitely time management, time consuming. Every day is different because you're on the road and you're also putting your life at risk.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. You're very right.
You're making some very strong, valid points. If this was a case, you won, you know, right? Like,
so we might be talking offline about this. Yeah. Anymore. Like, okay, where do I get your license? What does it take? Like, we could talk more about this. We focus on mental
health. I'm telling you, a lot of, even the school bus, I used to see a lot of women just drive school bus.
Yep, I can see that. Yep.
A lot of women drive school buses, MBTA buses. And I'm like, why is it no men driving school buses and MBTA buses? But even that, look, we're following lead also.
Okay. Yeah. All right, son.
All right. I see you. We see you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining our conversation. I know this is going to be so relatable and probably really informative and inspirational to our listeners. So thank you again.
No problem. Just trying to open up the doors and bring our people in, you know, because they're giving out free careers out here.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
I ain't gonna lie. That's another reason, too. This was a free license, you know. I just saved $6,000-$8,000.
Wow. We could talk more. Yes. I want to know about that. You said free? Free is my thing. But
free game. Free game.
Okay. Free game. Okay. Well, thank you.
We all love free. Stress free. Keep the mental free. Everything free.
Right.
Free. Freedom.
We could talk more offline, but want to say again, thank you so much for being on the episode. And we're just wrapping up the episode. So take care. And we hope to listen. We hope the listeners really
connect with what you're saying.
Yeah, connect with what you're saying and let us know. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for having me. Respect the school bus drivers out there. Get out the road. Bye.
All content and information on this platform, including products and or services, is for informational and educational purposes only, and does not replace medical, psychological, or health advice of any kind with a qualified professional. Take care and be safe.